You know, like after the strong start that this team had in the first period, where did things go wrong in the second?
I think after their first goal, I thought our first period was excellent. I think we had the same mindset as we had in Winnipeg. We created a lot of chances. It just wouldn't go in for us. And I'm really happy with the first period. And I think we started our second fairly well, too. And I think once they scored that first goal, we had a lot of breakdowns in our D zone. And that just can't happen. I think we gave them, you know, too many chances. And a team like this will capitalize if you give them those chances.
They seem to be able to score goals in bunches. Is that something you guys need to get better at, is, you know, if they get one, just locking them down and trying to prevent more?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it has to be the plan. I mean, one goal can change the whole mindset of our group. You know, if you look at our first period, we had so many chances. We played so well defensively, and then, you know, one goal all of a sudden changes everything. That's just something that can happen, and we definitely have to clean up our zone.
Yeah, like, this is an experience that this team hasn't faced too often, facing elimination, but it has in the past and been successful at it. What experience do you pull from going into Game 6 on Monday?
Well, you know, I think it's clear to everyone it's a must-win. And I think today we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, and we have to get back to the way we played in Winnipeg in our first period today. We know if we play that way that we're the better team, and that has to be our mindset going into Winnipeg.
Yannick, home ice hasn't really been much in Winnipeg. I think you guys are now 3-3 in the postseason. Is that frustrating at all?
You know, we know it's going to be a tight series no matter what. We had some good games against them during the regular season, and this whole playoff has been tight. And we wanted to win the league to have home ice through the whole playoff. We still think it can be a huge advantage, but you know, we have to give credit to them. You know, they're a good team. They're the second best team in the league, and we knew it's going to be tight. So, you know, now it's our turn to go back into Winnipeg's building and, you know, get one there.
Do you feel like this team has been able to assert its dominance? Do you feel like this team has been able to assert its dominance enough over the course of this postseason?
Well, you know, we do have a lot of confidence and trust in our group, and, you know, we signed the first period. You know, if we play our way, you know, we had so many chances. It was... it was even better than in Winnipeg. You know, we played very well in front of Pecs. We got so many chances, we just didn't capitalize. And, you know, our mindset going into the second was the same. And, all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. We just, you know, had a few breakdowns, and they capitalized, and they turned the game around. So, we have the firepower and the experience and the team to, you know, to win games. And we just have to get back to our game plan that we had coming into this.